Hi, this is Dennis Held. Sometimes poems come from an autobiographical place. We try to rethink our way into an experience. Sometimes poems come from entirely different places, those sort of imaginative backwaters that we aren't sure what we're going to find until we let ourselves drift there. This was a poem I wrote for the moon when being told there's no way anybody, especially an American poet, could ever write a poem in which the moon appears, even, much less write a poem about the moon, because it's been done before. Well, the challenge, of course, is to find a new way. These poems that come to us from sources of inspiration sometimes that we are grateful not to understand. Here's a poem called Moon Amour. And it starts with a quote from a bar in Grangeville, Idaho, where I sat and listened to a woman tell us that the entire NASA space program was a fake. And you know how she knew? This is what she said. Men have never been there, not really. Women, maybe, but not men. Moon Amour. Sumerians said the moon was a man and named him Nit, but those half-wits are dead now and were dead wrong then. 28 days for heaven's ache, a loss and gain each month, the Mayan cooking pot slowly getting full, then emptying, steady as a tide, a blessedly soft female light, no glaring old man or ball of green cheese, not a baleful banjo or the swelling hoop of an angel's mouth mid-song. She's rock. She's rock and dust and pockmarked ruin, a cast-off slab of old Pangaea. She has no seas and is not tranquil nor shy, even when eclipsing. She's not passive or ceramic or idiomatic. She's universal, no rehearsal necessary, hits her marks and never skips out, even when slipping through the various gauzy disguises of cirrus clouds and mists. This self-begotten, modest, wonderkind author of spectral silvered meadow grasses, snow crystal glisten mistress, last minute inspiration of countless sweet and sacred acts of belly kissing love. Moon Amour. I'm Dennis Held.